I do believe there needs to be reform in the House of Lords. We have over 1,000 members in the House of Lords. We have the Prime Minister who's, I mean, from September up until almost Christmas, we've had the introduction of 2 new peers from Monday, Tuesday to Wednesday. You know, so here, I think there's a genuine effort to try and reform the House of Lords. And here we have the Prime Minister, as he's bringing them in the front door. And there are some people who sit on all grand committee looking at the reform of the House of Lords that's trying to get them out the back door. For example, you know, if you were to look at, I think there should be an age limit. And I think that age limit should be either 75 or maybe 80. But if you were to look at 80 at this minute in time, it would almost take away 200 peers. If you look at 75, it would almost take another 200 away. So there is a number of models being looked at the moment to see how do we reform the House of Lords and get the House of Lords into the way we want it. But certainly over 1,000 members is far, far too many members.
It must be pretty tight for space.
Well, it
all
is.
There.
Not everybody, quite obviously, not everybody attends because we have peers who have been introduced to the House who never attends the House. We have hereditary peers who, for some reason, don't seem to attend the House. So I think there is a lot that the House of Lords could do to reform the House of Lords. But in saying all of that, I still think it is a very important House.
And do all those peers get paid?
Well, they get paid, but you only get paid, which I very much support, you only get paid if you attend. Mm-hmm. And the payment is £300 a day for every day you attend. The only thing that the House of Lords pay is your air flight. So you have to pay your hotel bill, and you have to pay taxi bills on top of that. For example, you know, a hotel and one costs you about £160 a night. So for peers from Scotland, Northern Ireland, Wales, it's not about the money by any means. I guess different peers who are living in London, it works quite well.
So could you be there, for instance, from a Monday right through to a Friday, picking up £300 a day, walking away with £1,500 at the end of the week?
Well, it sometimes doesn't work that way. I would be there maybe for 2 days a week, sometimes 3 days a week. It's according to what's on the agenda that you go along. I mean, the House of Lords meeting this week decided not to go over this week. So, and it's all about the business of the House. You know, we've had very good debates in and around devolving more power to the Scottish Assembly in the European referendum, in and around, as I say, working tax credit. Mm-hmm. So there are many issues that come up in the House of Lords, and you decide what you want to speak on. But for me, it's been a huge experience. And for me, it's not about the money.
Yeah, but it's badly in need of reform.
Badly in need of reform. And I don't know many peers from Northern Ireland, Scotland, Wales who earn anywhere near £1,500 a week if they're there. They don't. I mean, the last hotel I stayed in last week, you're talking about £170 a night. You take your taxi service out of all of that. There's nothing that much in. But it's not about the money. Mm-hmm. It's about the prestige. It's about being there. It's about influencing government. And it's about looking at the issues you really want to speak about.
And do you really feel that you are making a difference over there?
Oh, you are. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And we saw that with House of Lords when it came to working tax credit. They certainly made a change. And as I say, the government has lost 70% of their votes on bills coming to the House of Lords, and the House of Lords make a number of amendments to bills, which sometimes I have to say the government agree and support. So there's a huge influence the House of Lords can use on government. Now, that is not to say, and I think we all have to be careful, is that, you know, there is the elected House and the House of Commons. So I think the House of Lords have to be careful that they don't exert their muscles too much in around all of this. I think it is a bit much to have the government of the day, the elected government, been defeated in the House of Lords almost 70% since the election.
By an unelected body,
by an unelected body, and very much by a body appointed by the Prime Minister. Democracy is sort of turned on its head because you have Lib Dems with 8 members in the House of Commons and they're sitting with over 100 peers. The Democratic Unionist Party have 8 members. They're sitting with 3. The whole thing's out of kilter.
How long do you think you'll stay there?
I don't know. I don't know. I see people there who
stayed too long?
They're well into their 90s. I mean, there are people there who are 91, 92, 93. And there are people there who are well into their 80s. people well into their 70s.
Safe to say you won't be there in your 80s then?
No, I think that's right. I think that. I look around the chamber and I say, especially people, especially peers who are well into their 90s, you know, I really say to myself, what is it all about?